Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth is Out There Voice of the People radio show on Block Talk Radio. The Truth is Out There Voice of the People Media Network. And our caller number is 515-602-9657. We weren't sure we were going to have a show or not today, but we did have technical difficulties this past Wednesday. Block Talk Radio, whatever reason it is, they're having some kind of problems with live broadcasting system on the system. And they've been we've been unable to maneuver Wednesday, so we kicked Wednesday's show, and we weren't sure about today, and we were supposed to have a guest, but we moved it over to next week to make sure that we're able to maneuver. It's also Christmas Eve, and everyone here at the studio, everyone here on The Truth, my co-host and myself want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. And I hope everybody's getting what they want for Christmas. And for Hanukkah, because Hanukkah just ended a few days back. You know, so for everybody in there. We have to realize, understand that this, let's say put it, the last 2 years, 3 years actually, the violence around the world. They're really on fire on a lot of different areas around the world because that's what happens when you have a weak guy. And in fact, that's what happens when you get to steal. And when you steal somebody or instill or put somebody in that never got one election, nobody that has a brain believes that this guy's got 81 million votes. So we all know that they put him in a coup d'etat set up by Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, George Soros, and the communists in there and put this guy here who has no brain at all in what they call Snipikin in some places. It's running it, and everybody's taking advantage of that. And everywhere you go, there's flares and fires starting up, and we have potential and everything. So Christmas is a time of year when it's supposed to be about peace on earth and coming together and loving stuff and uniting and family and friends and everything else, and a celebration of the birth of Christ. We have a world that's on fire, thanks to the idiot in the White House and those people that support him, the Obamas. And we got to call it out like it is. Joe Biden's not running the country. Barack Obama is, and the Communist Party and all the hatred. And he's the one that started fundamentally changing the country and bringing all that heat in this country with Black Lives Matter and Antifa and other stuff. And with the help of George Soros and others in the deep state and the Uniparty and things like that, if you really want to end this and get peace on earth, Obama has to go. That is the number one person that has to go. And we are calling for the total eradication of Obamanomics and Obama policies and Obama period, and start concentrating and rebuilding this country and make America great again where it's supposed to be. And anyone that doesn't go for making an individual, a society good and great and successful, is all they care about is value, and the slaves are being the government slave and the government being a slave master. And we as the people in chains tied to the we are slaves of the government. And that's where Obama and Biden and the Democrats want, and that's who they are. And people like Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, who claims to be a certain area, he doesn't, and anyone else that doesn't support to try and make us a better nation, giving us the opportunity to dream. So that's part of being about Christmas. Christmas is all about uniting, joining our family, love and caring, and honoring and respect and celebrating the birth of Christ. Now, let me bring our co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am awesome. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas to everyone who celebrates Christmas and the birth of Christ and enjoying your family and your meal and giving presents and hugs and kisses and hot toddies. What's that drink? They drink.
What the hell? I know what he's talking about. Yeah.
Okay. And it's nice. And actually, Christmas is about the kids. You know, the little kids, the grandchildren, and making them feel good. And they believe in Santa. Nothing wrong with believing in Santa. They ain't doing anything wrong or bad or evil, you know? And people have an unhappy reality. They do. All they care about is things. They're cold. They're shallow. They're vain. And they're selfish. But they're the good ones. So.
Yeah. You know, it's uniting family and bringing stuff back, and it's really interesting how people react to it.
We need a dose of the 50s. We need a dose of the 50s. We really do.
Yeah.
Family,
you know, and
unity, and love, and respect, and two-parent home. They didn't rush to get divorced. They didn't rush to get married. They found the right person to live with, good, bad, or indifferent. Even in the fixed marriages, they fell in love. You know, there was loyalty, there was honor, there was trust. Today, people today, all they care about is using children as pawns in divorce, which sucks. And because they want money, because they don't want to go out and work. They want the ex to support two people, themselves, because they have to do their own home, and the ex's life. And I think that's a bunch of bullshit. But today we're going to talk about happy stuff, okay? Frosty the Snowman. And, hey, is everybody following the Nordic? is following Santa on YouTube and watching.
You can watch
travel
it on that.
All the good little boys and girls, all their gifts. And
RSBN is doing it too.
You know?
Go to RSBN and they got it also. And also don't forget the services, the Christmas services. And that's being broadcast
absolutely
on several channels.
Midnight Mass tonight, because they go and they do their prayers. They light their candles and they have a good service. And it makes them feel good. Going to church makes you feel good. Okay? It's uplifting. Bubbles you up. It makes you feel good. And you know what? We all have a billion flaws. We all make fuck-ups, people. But we are good people. You know, nobody's perfect in this life. And I think going to temple and going to church is a positive aspect that you should experience. You know, you wouldn't be alone. People would bring you in. You'd have a good meal. It's just good, you know, and it's wonderful, okay? You know, or go to a place that has open place that's feeding tonight. I'm sure there are places giving out meals tonight.
Yeah, they are. All the churches are doing it.
They can't afford it, you know, and they can even go for seconds. Okay.
All the churches and the shelters,
yeah,
are giving out food and other stuff for the people.
They're cooking. They're sitting down,
right,
and having a meal together. Okay? And you used to do that. You used to serve meals. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, years ago. In fact,
yeah,
Channel 5 in New York did the whole thing on us back then. And they were in the house, in the apartment, in the house, watching us cook soup and stuff for the homeless, and then they follow us to Penn Station. And they were trying to feed the homeless, except that a lot of people that weren't homeless came together. And homeless didn't want to take it from us, but the people coming out of the trains and elsewhere, they loved it. And same thing happened with the stuff at the farmers market that they do. At the end of the day, we usually give them the food, the stuff. But now,
and say in New York and in the winter states, how are they surviving? How come they're not freezing to death?
I don't know. Anyway, we got a caller, and let's see what the caller comes. We have a caller calling. Hello. Okay. Hello, caller.
Yeah. I'm getting myself situated.
Okay.
So,
who is this, and what's your question?
Yeah, my name is Joe, and I just came in when either your co-host or your caller was talking about the goodness of people. So
right.
What I wanted to know was, when people are so good, how come we're in the situation we're in today?
Because that's a $1 million or $1 trillion question. People, there's a lot of situations around the world controlling a lot of different people, and it's a shame because we start thinking for ourselves. We became robots or sheep. And a lot of stuff that you're seeing around the country right now with these stuff, I don't know where you're located, but going, blocking streets like going to the airports like in Chicago here, or going down here in Fort Lauderdale, or blocking the road to Sawgrass, or shopping mall or other malls around the country, and roads in support of Hamas and stuff like that. That's not if you go in and you talk to these people, hundreds if not thousands of people are disrupting everything, trying to stop shopping for the holidays for Christmas, and that's because they support Israel. Well, they think the money's going to Israel. They don't know what they're talking about, and they have no idea what's going on. And most of these people that are out there are just robots, the sheep. They're just following whatever the leader is, and that's it. They have no clue of what's actually happening over there.
Most people don't have any clue of what's happening in any of their countries, and especially here in the United States, where we're supposed to have some of the best educational institutions and
supposedly
the best,
Yeah,
I know you're going to refer to the dumbing down. If you're going to do that, I'm going to agree with you. But my question, have you ever seen George Carlin's routine about politics?
Yes. I love George Carlin, the late George Carlin. His most famous kid, Seven Words You Can't Say on TV, among other things. But he was one of my idols growing up.
Yeah, he's like the Mark Twain of the 21st century. Actually, the 20th century. He died before the 21st century, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, he was talking about if the people are so good, and he's talking about Americans, with reference to the corruption in politics, then why is it that the honest people, the good people, are rushing in to correct the corruption? And he made a good point. So that's the point I'm trying to get to. Now, you're talking about robots. Yes, we're all indoctrinated. We all have been influenced by the media, by our parents who have been brainwashed, by our teachers, et cetera. But at the same time, if we were good people, eventually would have thrown off the yoke of indoctrination and brainwashing to discover that we're in the matrix. And yet people
don't seem to
realize that.
You're right, but I think that people are waking up, and a prime example is what's going on in the political world with Trump. The reason why everybody's going after Trump is not because he did something illegal. He didn't. What he did was a bulk of cobalt. What he did was expose the deep state, expose the corruption inside politics itself. And he knew what everything was. He knew what was under the rock, and he was exposing it. And he was a danger to the deep state. He was a danger to the Unipartite. He was a danger to the cabal. And they had to find ways to try and get him out of there, especially when he gets to reelect, and he will, because the American people are going to get there. Being that he's term limited, he doesn't have to worry about reelection. He can do whatever he can within the guidelines of the Constitution to eliminate the corruption. And that's what makes them so dangerous for these people.
Okay. Still doesn't answer why the rest of the people aren't coming together in order to try to uproot the corruption.
Because they all got their hand in the cookie jar in some form, in some way. You know, and I don't know if you saw Epic Times movie about January 6th that was directed in there, and they exposed everything. And it's free up until New Year's Day if you go to Epic Times and put in website and put in your email address.
Is that the one that's directed by Denise D'Souza?
No, it's a different one. This is Epic Times. Denise D'Souza has his odd stuff, like Police State. That one's a very big one, too. It also shows the corruption. And also Nick Searcy, who's got Capital Punishment, the first one. The second one's coming out in a couple of weeks. That's Capital Punishment 2, as they call it. And he's got more evidence of it. This whole thing that happened in Tracy.
I know. Look, the corruption is rampant. That's obvious.
Right.
Okay, anybody who's done any kind of research knows about it. The question is, what are the American people going to do about it?
The people are up in arms. They're doing whatever they can right now. Don't forget, we got the FBI and the IRS and the others. Alphabets going after each and every individual and put them in jail. We got political prisoners or hostages, as Trump's now calling them, prison for treason.
Excuse me. What do you think the people should do about it?
Well, the people should, of course, wake up, and then the people should unite in a way to get rid of the politicians by making sure that the FBI and the CIA, which are probably in conjunction.
They do. They either find morons that are running for office or elect morons that are in office. And
yeah, what are they doing?
Suckers. There are good people out there, okay? Let's take politics off the table. There are good people out there.
You can't take politics off the table because politics runs everything in the world.
But not everybody's political.
It doesn't matter.
Involved.
It's irrelevant.
Okay, but it does.
Politics is what rules the country.
30-some-odd million people that live in this country are not
all political. Would you agree that politics is the ruling hand of this country? It rules everything that people do.
The creature from Jekyll Island is the ruler of this country. Okay?
But the globalists rule the country through corrupt politicians. And the corrupt politicians use the Constitution and the bastardization of the Constitution to rule us.
That's right. They do.
All right.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Therefore,
what they did to Trump is a violation of the Constitution. Okay?
Yeah, I know.
So now, just to let you know, Congress can put their hand, McCarthy is an idiot, but Mike Johnson should have already put his hand in the cookie jar on this and had stopped these lawsuits.
There isn't a politician on Capitol Hill that you can trust. Not one. Not Rand Paul. Matt Gaetz.
Screwed. We're screwed, and we need to do something, a coup d'etat election, and take back the White House and put Trump back as president.
Trump's going to get elected, but the coup d'etat will come when Trump does get elected.
And then we need to take that. We need to eliminate the fungus.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Do you have any suggestions as to how that might be done?
Okay, first thing
and we hold a tribunal, and then they'll find them guilty and hang the fuckers. And that is legal, and that is true.
A tribunal if you have a dictatorship, all right? Otherwise, a tribunal is only for military law.
Well, okay, this is how you do it. First of all, we know who the lead. First thing, if you really want to change things right away, one thing you got to do. First thing you got to do is get rid of Obama. You got to arrest him and everyone associated with him. That's number one because he's the head of the snake. Number two is you got to get rid of the FBI as we know it and change that the CIA and all the alphabets and stuff like that. The IRS.
The whole thing.
Deep state is so entrenched. Trump couldn't get rid of it when his first term. And
what's good about him, and this one makes all the bad people scared of him, is the fact that he's term limited. So he doesn't have to worry about political repercussions on anything he moves or does.
Right.
When he gets in, that's what makes him so deadly to the left and to the deep state.
He can't do anything against the deep state unless he defies the Constitution. He doesn't have power over all the agencies. He only has absolute power over the military because he's commander in chief of that.
Okay,
what about the military? There are moves they're going to try and do, and we'll go from there. Because don't forget, people are saying Biden can't do this or Biden can't do that, but he's doing it.
Are you saying give up? It's a losing battle?
I'm saying people shouldn't direct their attention towards losing causes. In other words, redirect your energies towards that which can win. And right now, thinking that the deep state can be taken apart just that easily, or arrest people.
No, it's a lot of damage.
FBI.
They create a lot of damage. Another way
it takes more weapon than just saying it.
Yeah. The other thing we could do.
I'm always looking for strategies. Does anybody have any strategy? Not a not an overall plan about what we need to do. I know what we need to do.
We need them to go out of power. The people
right,
in our government that are bad and evil. Otherwise,
okay.
Just fold it up and go away. Okay?
Okay. What, he wants,
if we don't take them out and put in other people to run in the thing,
I'm asking for a strategy.
Okay.
A strategy. You can't go out and kill people.
And how
my
do you
strategy.
How would you implement that strategy?
What is your strategy?
I don't have one.
Okay, so one would be primarily out all the evil people. Or arrest them and put them in jail.
All right.
I would also go into I would get rid of the Fed and go into the gold standard like we were until 1913. I would get rid of the IRS and put in the fair tax.
They just voted on.
Yeah. So we want things in that nature.
All right,
as far as
There's so much
out there to do in so long, but they're scared of Trump. So first thing we got to do is get Trump in, and give him
like
a
I
house
said,
and Senate.
Trump isn't going to do anything. You're backing the wrong horse.
Okay.
Who's the right horse? Then who's the right horse?
Who?
He hung
DeSantis?
Up. He might be.
He's sad.
It might
Joseph, you just can't
what?
Go kill people. That is just not good.
No, I think he was a DeSantis person, but DeSantis is dropping all the way down. He's in third place, and he's just above Chris Christie, and that's not good.
What's the
Vivek
plan?
Is,
the plan is to primary them out, to arrest the evil shit. And you can hold a tribunal, and the military will do their job. Good, bad, or indifferent. The military is here to protect this nation. That is their job. For the people, by the people. So help them, God. That is the oath that they take. Okay?
Yeah.
He said Trump's going to win. You better believe Trump's not going to do anything.
By the way, the Dolphins beat the Cowboys 22-20.
So what does that mean?
Dolphins defeated the Cowboys.
Did I win? I've been losing.
I don't know.
You know why
I'm losing?
You know why I'm losing? Because of the points. Because of the points.
Yeah.
I'm getting elsewhere. One more week. I don't think I'm going to be up there in the stars. That's for sure. You know?
Yeah.
So let's talk about
The Cowboys clinched first place.
I want to go back to his comment because he kind of like zapped all over me that I said people are good. There are good people. I know a lot of good people. Not everybody's good. But I'd say there are more good than there is bad.
Yeah. You know,
And I have to have hope, okay? Hope and love and care. And I believe that we will conquer. You have to have courage. And you have to be brave, okay? You can't be a Debbie Downer every second. I don't have a plan. Well, then don't speak up at me and say, well, no, nobody's good. I'm good. That counts. And I'm on the air expressing it. What is he doing? Okay, let's talk about
another topic. Anyway, a couple things. One, talk about Debbie Downer. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is back in the news the last few days. She she made a comment about the what's going on in Colorado, and that she believes that Trump should be off the ballot every which way. First of all, she's an idiot. She has no clue what the law is, number one. And number two, she's one of the most corrupt congressperson in the country. And she got caught trying to screw things around with Hillary.
She came into Congress in the 90s, right? You think she's a multi-millionaire now?
She's under investigation for a graft, among other things. She's been that way on and off for the last several years. Yeah, I know. Yeah, but like he said, there's a lot of corruption all the way around, and that's one of them.
To a conclusion, because they don't do shit. Now, just like the court system here, they don't do dick.
Anyway, let me say this. Just to answer to Debbie, first of all, you're clueless on what 14th Amendment is. First of all, it says this goes back to the Civil War, and was in place. That part, Section 3, was in place to prevent Confederates to get into the government that caused what they call at that time insurrection, because it's Civil War, and they were guilty of that, and so they were disallowed from becoming into political office. And it had nothing to do with the President of the United States at all, number one. Number two is, it's not the courts that is deciding, according to the 14th Amendment. If you go to Section 5 of the 14th Amendment, it explicitly says that it is the sole duty of Congress, the House of Representatives, to agree or deny someone from becoming on the ballot, and not the courts or the judges of a court. When they put that in, they did it to make sure that there was no partisan politics involved by a court. And so they did it that way. So this thing that's happening in Colorado, Debbie, Schmutzley, it's going to get overturned by the Supreme Court. The question is going to be overturned 7-2 or 9-0, and it's going to be a broad decision.
And Kagan will vote to keep him off the ballot.
It was 9-0 vote that killed Jack Smith's case, basically.
I forgot the woman's name, the last one that went up on the court.
But she supported the decision made, the 9-0 decision to tell Jack Smith to go scratch and say you got to follow the rule of law and you cannot go the other way, you know. So that's a big thing there. So it looks like most people think it's going to be 7-2 or 9-0, but everyone to the left, including ultra-left, believe that it's going to be overturned by the Supreme Court within this week.
Also,
because they start printing ballots in Colorado on, I believe, January 5th, so it's going to be overturned this week. So they could start doing it that way. And it's going to be a broad decision. In other words, it's putting in all the states in there that under the Constitution, Trump is going to be on all the ballots.
They're also going to cover the cases that they can't beat up on him about what he owns, it has nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
And then they're going to turn all his money.
But what they're doing, it's very important, what they're doing to Trump, they're going to do to you and me and everyone else in the chat room, the caller on that called in earlier. You better watch your back, because they're going to go after everybody.
Hello, they can't knock Biden off the ballot.
No. But he was closer to see. The deal was this. If you're going to try that, there's three states, Arizona. Actually, Arizona, Georgia, and Pennsylvania are doing it the right way through state legislature. each individual state legislator could knock somebody off the ballot if they violate certain things.
Did Biden violate anything?
He Biden violated the Constitution's duty to secure and protect this country. And by allowing, and this claim is by
is
allowing and deliberately.
Because of the border?
Yeah. Right. And they're doing that.
Right.
So they're working on that. So that's
okay.
Another way of doing it. So those three states.
He violated his oath to protect.
Right. So that's what they're doing. Now, the other story is, and one poll, an outlier in a way, has Nikki Haley only 4 points behind Trump in New Hampshire. Every
that
other poll
no
has about 10 points or 15 points behind. So we don't know the story there. But what's interesting is that in New Hampshire, almost every poll now has DeSantis down to fourth place, and that's a big thing there. And Chris Christie's been kicked off of the main ballot, not because of anything he did wrong, in the sense that like insurrection or some other move. He got kicked off the ballot because he didn't get enough signatures to get on the ballot. Now, every state has a different amount of signatures you need to get on the ballot. And you can, and some states you're campaigning to get on the ballot, like Florida, among other things. And it's usually pretty expensive.
Yeah.
As of right now, he's off the ballot in Maine. But then nobody believes he's going to be around in the next few weeks anyway. I think he'll stick around to Iowa and New Hampshire. That'll be for now 3 weeks or so. And after that, he'll be gone.
And most
people also think DeSantis the same way.
What's the next primary after New Hampshire?
Nevada is a caucus, and then you got.
Is that after?
South Carolina.
After New Hampshire?
Yeah, and then you got South Carolina.
Where's Nikki Haley in the caucus and in South Carolina?
In South Carolina is the primary, and she's in second place. So state.
Is she really?
Yeah, she's the second place behind Trump. Trump's got like a 40-point lead.
But in New Hampshire, it's only 4 points. Do you really believe that?
No. But you'll find out in about 3 weeks. But the thing is, it's going to come down to it's going to come down.
Well, how is the voting process happening now? Are they going to mail out ballots to people?
No, no mail out ballots anywhere.
You sure? Huh?
Yes, it's going to be through paper ballots and some other ways, but no mail in ballots. You can't. The only way if you can't get to the poll, you can ask for an absentee ballot, but they can't mass mailing. There's two different ways, two different things. But people get confused. Absentee ballot is not mail in ballot.
They have to go online and actually record it and put it in the system to show a record of it.
It's a request for a ballot. Mail-in ballots is when they took the voter roll and just mailed it to every one of them. That's been illegal in all 50 states now. And that's a
Brown
big thing.
Brown County's not going to do it, huh?
They're not doing it. We already told the guy, Broward County election supervisor, that he will be arrested on the spot if he catches for doing it. We know that's not doing this. No more drop boxes either. They got to go do what we used to do. If you have an absentee ballot, you either do it through what you normally do it, or you bring it to a polling area and we'll pick it and take it from there. But you can't drop it off.
No. Okay. And now when you vote. In person, say you do it in person.
You got to show
what
your picture
kind of
ID.
You
got to show picture ID, and it's got to be verified, and your Social Security.
Your Social Security card?
Yeah, you have to show both.
Really? That's a newbie.
You cannot. And when you do an absentee ballot, the last 4 digits of your Social Security's got to be on it, so they can verify it when you get to. So that prevents stealing.
Really?
Yeah, and we're working on a bunch of stuff.
So are they giving out dead people's Social Security to the legals?
No, because if we catch them, the people, they'll be gone. There's a lot of people in Social Security Administration that if we catch doing that will be arrested on the spot, and they'll spend the rest of their life in Gitmo.
Okay.
So that's a big thing there.
You want to play
we're
a
really
tune?
Cracking down. And what?
You want to play a tune?
You want to play what you put up there? What, Ascendus?
Yeah.
All right. That's a little evil. I know some people in the chat will thought that we just went off with just this type of music. But, you know, sometimes you play a little tune here or there.
It's new age music.
New age
and
music.
I like new age.
So we played it a little bit. gentlemen, Bringy Belly asked about if we talked about Jack Smith's case that went to the Supreme Court and what they did to him. We did earlier about Goldberg one more time. What Jack Smith tried to do is expedite the case to try and get it during the election year for election interference. He wanted Trump to be tied up in court, all his cases tied up in court during the primary all the way through to election. And so he tried to skip a number of areas to go, to different appellate divisions and all that. And he went to the Supreme Court to expedite the notice about that he's covered to protection because of his being president. He's got amnesty on that. And because of that, you know, it's executive privilege, so to speak. And by the way, he does have it as president. He has to have amnesty to everything he does. He has to have immunity to everything he does because he can't make the split decisions that will help the country if he don't. And that's a big thing there. So what happened was, he tried to take away the immunity so he could prosecute for J6. By the way, J6 is fraud, and it's going to go right back at him. And he will, Jack Smith and Biden, Obama, and all those will be arrested for treason in the next few weeks and months on that. And they'll all be waiting in Gitmo to be hung by then time. But because they are treasonous. And that is what happened. J6 was planned. I urge everyone to go to Epic Times, their website, and put in your email address and watch the movie about J6 that they did. It shows all the evidence, and then watch Capital Punishment 2 when it comes out by Nick Searcy. That'll also give it, and of course, Police State by Denise D'Souza. But anyway, the Supreme Court came back immediately to tell them to go scratch. And with a 9-0 decision that you can't circumvent the court system and get to the Supreme Court, and they tell him
and,
no.
It's not his decision on how the case proceeds. It's the defense's decision. So
right,
it's
defense attorney's got that.
He mocked the judicial system, and he's such a cunt. He's a smelly cunt.
The same way we expect the Supreme Court to SCOTUS to come in the ruling this week coming up, before the 4th of January, to overturn the Colorado decision, because and to make it board based. We believe it's either going to be 7-2 or 9-0.
They made up a case just to fuck on the guy.
Once the Supreme Court makes it a board-based decision, 9-0 or 7-2 decision, board-based overturn Colorado, board-based means it'll tie in all 50 states. No other state can bring in anything to do with the 14th Amendment. First of all, the 14th Amendment was for the Confederacy, the Civil War, and not by what this stuff is, number one. And number two is the judicial system has no jurisdiction. And
they
taking somebody off the
Constitution, they twist it and make it so it works for them. And it's so stupid and moronic that they're stupid and moronic.
So, you know, and then you got these crazy politicians like Debbie Wasserman Schultz that wants him off the ballot in every which way. She's the one of the most corrupt. You know what, Debbie? There are going to be someone running in your district that's going to defeat you. And we're going to make sure you get pink slipped, and we'll mark it to whoever we can. And to
we'll
get
put
him
you on a corner. We'll put you on a corner with a tin cup.
Right, and German Shepherd. Gavin Newsom did something right. He told California not to do the 14th Amendment. He said that he's against it's doing that, and that's a big thing there.
That's because they're veering the pretty boy to run.
Yeah, there is. Jack Smith, by the way, according to Ed Meese, the former Attorney General of the United States, Ed Meese was appointed legally to be where he's at, and he's not authorized by any law or the Constitution to do what he's doing. Whole thing's going to get thrown
so
down.
He'll be removed from that. So, in other words, the Supreme Court will remove him. And he embezzles money by fraud. Because it's fraud.
Among other things. That's a criminal case. I'll go into it. But this goes back to Obama and Biden, and they're all going to be tied into it.
Yeah. So
and Biden's comment and the press, Biden's comment about insurrectionists, he's going to go bye-bye. He's just put himself in the corner, even worse.
I don't think he gives a shit.
No.
He thinks he's above the law.
Yeah. You know, one good thing is,
you know what? Congress should be working on Tuesday.
They should be doing a lot of things, and they don't. Yeah. But I think some of the people in Congress are in Tuesday and Wednesday of this week doing whatever they can, because I know there's several of them will attempt to coming in to get these ball rolling because you got
to primary them out.
Yeah. That American people are up, and I'm telling you, because I talk to thousands and thousands of people every day, every week.
They all be running for office.
Right.
It's not about a dollar bill. It's about honesty and integrity and doing the job. There should be Constitution class and the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights. There should be a class on it, and they need to take it.
Right. Hillsdale is pretty good at that. Since you that college. I urge everyone to go to Hillsdale Street.
Congress, the president.
Yeah, I know. What the good things that we need to do is to get Congress to recite the Constitution
the
every day.
And all the people that work in the government, they need to know this shit.
All right, we're down to 6 minutes on the show.
This is Scarlett Butler wishing everybody a very, very happy Christmas. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and a fantastic week. I'll be back on Wednesday, and we'll be talking about the new year, 2024, and prosperity and feeling good. Because you got to feel good. It's not about a dollar bill to feel good. It's just feel good. God bless America. God bless Israel. And my last thought is, whatever went on between Iran and India with that drone, I am saying they're scaling up. I told you they were going to scale up, and they're scaling up. And now Iran has decided to get part of the picture and start.
Well, Iran was always part of the picture. Iran was always part of the
picture. Hold on. They were in the background. Now they're in the foreground.
I think they're in the foreground all the time. It just goes back to Biden giving all that money to it. And now we find out that Biden talks to China and Obama.
Jews. Well, I got news for you. Hate is disgusting. So it's about love and caring. This is Scarlett Butler saying bye, all.
Anyway, we're down to the nitty gritty here. Scarlett's right on that, but it's more to it because Biden was on the phone with China when that balloon was coming across, and they delayed everything to let the balloon go across the country. Biden's in the pocket of the CCP and China, along with Obama, and they should be charged with treason on that, and it's been confirmed on them with the calls to China and allowing the stuff coming across. So that's another one. Both in the South Bronx and Chicago, both asking Trump to do rallies in those specific areas. It looks like we're going to be doing a rally in New York City in the South Bronx at Yankee Stadium sometime in the spring. And we've been asked to go into Chicago also to do a rally in Chicago for Trump on both ends. So we'll see where that goes in the upcoming days, weeks, and months ahead. And again, this week we should be more information coming out of SCOTUS on Colorado and elsewhere. and let's get this done right. I want to thank everybody again for listening, the chat room, all the people in the chat room, being Boy, the other one that was in there, the caller we had, Scarlett. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. We will see you on Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. The call-in number again is 515-602-9657. And I want to thank everyone again. Go to our website, thetruthisthetruth.net, and leave a message if you like the show and stuff and want to be part of it. Thank you again, and have a great evening, and we'll see you again Wednesday. And Merry Christmas, everyone.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the youth.